Hey, how are you guys doing? Good evening, everybody. This is your boy, your men's coach, Rolando. It's great to be here again on the podcast. I hope you guys so far, you've all been having a wonderful week. It is March the 14th, 2024, and we're here this afternoon on the podcast just to chat with you a little bit. I don't know where you are listening to us from. But we want to say welcome to all our listeners. You are in tuned to XY Spark. This is a podcast for men by men. You know, we have some wonderful episodes that are coming up, and I do hope that you guys will make some time to join us here. If you are listening to this podcast as it relates to a pre-recording, we do invite you to share your comments and share your thoughts as it relates to how this podcast has empowered and helped you as a man in the community to become the best version of yourself, or how this podcast has challenged you to think differently or to live your life differently. You know, I'm your host, Rolando, and those who might have not listened to our podcast before, I am a psychotherapist, a motivational speaker, and author. I spend a lot of time working on doing or exploring topics that can empower more men, because we believe that, you know, healthy masculinity is one of those things that has been really, it has been corrupted, it has been misunderstood, and it has also been misrepresented by a lot of us as men, because some of those men that we are looking at to be examples, oftentimes they end up letting us down. Sometimes even our kids or boys in the community or boys in our homes, they're looking at some of these men who they themselves are not quite sure about what their role is in the home, in the community, and their understanding of what it means to be a man is sometimes grounded and rooted in this hegemonic perspective. And so we want to talk a little bit this afternoon about the power of words, the power of words. I would like us to have a conversation about words and the power of words, because one of the things that I've noticed is that beyond the shadow of a doubt, we oftentimes are not as mindful as we should be as it relates to the power of words. Now, some of us as men, we were raised in a society where the words that were spoken to us, they were not always healthy. They were not always therapeutic. The words that were spoken to us were not oftentimes words that would help us to, as boys, to get a clear, crisp, balanced perspective of what it means to be a man as we're growing up. Many of us were taught that as men, we shouldn't talk about our fears. We shouldn't talk about emotions. We shouldn't admit when we are feeling insecure about anything. As men, we many of us were taught, and it's so ironic that the words that we were taught are words that were all handed down to us from sometimes men who they themselves were not taught correctly. And so here you have a father, and his father taught him that this is what means to be a man. And then here you are today in 2024. You are a father, and you somehow are teaching your kid the same way that your father was taught. And so that cycle, that toxic cycle, that cycle that has been somewhat misinformed, that cycle that somehow found its foundation in a cultural norm that oftentimes it's not even healthy, and it's not even the best space for us as men. So we want to talk this evening about the power of words. And what I would like to engage my listeners in, even if you're listening to this pre-recording, is what are some words that you can recall that were spoken to you that has really impacted your life in such a way where now you're really struggling to get away from practicing some of these things that you were taught. What are some of the words that were spoken to you as a man? And as you listen to this podcast later, I would really love for you to say to us here, what were some of the words that were spoken to you as a young man that even today you are really finding it challenging to break those cycles because of some of those words that were spoken to you? And so I would like us this afternoon to really be very open and honest with ourselves as men. What are some of the words that were spoken to you as a man that has influenced your life in such a way that right now you are there and you're thinking to yourself, how do I get away from this? What do I do? How do I heal? What are my options? Now, I'd like to start off by talking a little bit about even my own journey, guys, because I can only speak about my journey, but what has your journey been? There were many things that were normalized for me as a kid. One of those things were that, if you fall down and you hurt, you don't cry and you don't say you hurt. You get up, you dust yourself off, you go away, because the fear that I had is there were other people seeing me and I would be judged. My masculinity, my identity as a boy would be judged and it would be questioned. And it is almost as if I was not looked upon as a worthy boy. I may be a boy, but I am worthy to be a boy because it was not okay for me to express feelings. Can you relate to that? Was this something, were you raised in an environment where expressing feelings would appear to be a weakness? And one of the things that, as I do research and as I continue to explore the realities of some of the cultural norms that we were exposed to and are being exposed to now is understanding that realistically some of those cultural norms that we were caught in as kids, they were happening to us because some of the persons that were around us, they themselves did not know better. They didn't know any better. And so for us as kids, we saw them as authority. We saw them as the persons who knew the path. They knew the right way. They knew what it really meant to be a man. And so when they were expressing to us that, hey, you're a tough man, get up, move on. In our own heads, we created this scenario that to be a man means that you must not speak out or express emotions. And that's just one example. What was your example? What did you experience in your own life as a kid? And I'd be interested to really hear from you as you listen to this podcast. I'd really be just interested in some of the comments that you would want to put in the chat about what your experience was as a kid growing up. So that's one. The second thing that I can recall happening in my own life as I was growing up as a boy, the perspective is that as a boy, you can't not be athletic. So every boy, you even if that wasn't your area of expertise, you had to get into it. For me, I naturally like to get involved in certain sports like soccer, and I played some badminton later on, but soccer was the main sport. Track and field was one of the main things. All right, but there are some homes now, there are some communities now where there are fathers who are making their sons feel like he's less of a man if he's not playing sports. So they'll put him to play soccer, then put him to play hockey, and the kid really doesn't enjoy sport. How do we help our boys to know that if you're not athletic, you're still a man? How do we do that? So we have got to recognize that there are power in words. There are power in words. And as we interact and engage and have conversations, we have got to be mindful of how much power there are in words. There's also power in words as it relates to the way that we speak to ourselves. The words that we say create the world that we live in. So if you are constantly repeating words to yourself or saying things about yourself that's negative, that's irrational, that is sort of grounded in a core belief that you have about yourself, then those words oftentimes create a reality for you, and it becomes so much harder for you as a man to heal and to recover from some of these self-fulfilling prophecies that you're speaking into your existence. So there are power in words. And I want every man who's listening to this podcast, as I'm saying, if you can relate, if there are some words that you can recall that has impacted your life and it has impacted your life negatively, I would like you to recall what those words are. And I want you to take an opportunity now to challenge that sentence structure by creating some sort of a dialogue where you're writing those words down, that sentence or that word, and you're looking at a way now that you can sort of change the content of that word. If there's a thought that you've been embracing in your mind now for years and you need to work on breaking away from that, then you have got to start challenging that thought every single day. Each time you find that you're repeating that thought, I want you to take a step back and challenge that thought. What we're talking about here is the power of words. And so as you listen to this podcast, wherever you are listening to this podcast around the planet, I would like to hear your feedback. This is your boy, your men's life coach, Rolando. I'm really happy, guys, that you've taken the time to listen to this short podcast. I'd like to get your feedback. I'd like to get your thoughts. I'd like to get your comments. I'd like you to share and let your friends, all those other men that you know in your circle, I'd like you to like and share and subscribe so that the XY Spark podcast can become a safe space for more men like you and me who are seeking to connect and create an awareness around how we as men can become the best version of yourselves. Thank you guys for joining me here again on XY Spark. And we continue to remind you guys that personal development is not an event, it is a lifestyle. And as you engage in this lifestyle change, my passion and my desire for you is that you will grow and you will become the best version of yourself. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you guys again next time here on XY Spark.